T-Mobile.
For HGX now, we're blowing everybody's speakers.
It is now.
I'm on KO4MUF.
Good morning, Jody. KO4HGX. Hope you're enjoying your day.
KN4KSW.
Morning, Jody. W2JKT.
Again, Eric, Patrick, yes I am. It's a beautiful morning in the neighborhood.
Get started on that next big pipe, or has it been too wet?
It was too wet for us to finish up the rock on the other one, so we'll probably start doing that rock on that one today. Plus, they got to probably put a two-week notice out on that other one for closing the road, because a lot of big trucks use it. So, yeah, we'll probably be a couple weeks out before we get started on that one. Putting in 80 feet or 84 feet of 36-inch pipe that was about, I guess it was anywhere from 15 to 18 foot deep. And with that rain we got last week, it messed us up from finishing a rock on it. And so we'll probably do that this week. Hopefully my next one's going to be 60-inch.
Like storm drains or something?
For the drain of the canals when they're going up under the roads. I say the creeks up here. Everybody calls them creeks.
Called a creek in a long time. Southern Alabama, so yeah, the folk down there would call it a creek, but I haven't heard it called a creek up here.
Work with called creeks, and we're about in Southern Alabama.
Lower Alabama, we're all familiar with LA. They're in a little town about 45 minutes west of Dothan. Geneva.
Down there at Theodore, that's down there by Mobile.
And that's what I tell everybody. I said, my dad's from West Virginia, my mom's from LA, Lower Alabama.
Family lived in Sampson and Geneva, and then my mom's family, I think they lived in Slocum or something like that. But yeah, that whole area west of Dothan.
For that class tonight?
Looking forward to that math class. Parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Everybody have an awesome day. Good to talk to everybody. And I'll catch you guys later. KN4TFW.
KN4HGX.
JKT, we'll catch you later.
Enjoy your day. KO4MUF.
KO4HGX. Have a great day.
Thank you for another lovely day in paradise.
Talking to me, Jody. I keyed up just as you started to talk, but if you're talking to me, yeah, I'm ready for another lovely day. It's not raining. The sun's out. So I'm going to try to enjoy it.
With you, and well, good. You know, that's a good attitude to have. That's the same with me.
Vehicle switch, and I'll be right back.
What's your car doing, Mr. Eric?
Pretty warm. Burning through a lot of battery to do it, but yeah, it's. I've got my temperature set at 76, and I'm my seat warmer's on, my steering wheel warmer's on, everything's nice and toasty. So we're doing fine. Battery temperature is 11C. Currently 350 volts on it. 3.9 volt average cell voltage and no current showing up on my OBD2 for some reason, even though I'm at 13 kilowatts output.
Just didn't know if this cold really affected you or not.
I need a lot more to get to work, but only because I keep it so warm in here. You know, the heater uses a lot of batteries. With output from the battery now to I'm kind of drafting behind a tanker right now, so I use a little less than normal.
A little bit, right?
It helps out.
They blow that air around you and just kind of keep you tucked in tight right there. It works out very well.
Set this thing for the closest following distance and just let it camp behind a regular, you know, rectangular box tractor trailer. I can get a 60% improvement on my range if I'm just willing to drive that slow.
That's the problem. Driving that slow, right?
Not a problem, but maybe isn't. It just, I have to do the math to figure out if the time I save charging is from not having to charge is less than the time I save from, you know, the time I spend to drive slower to get the longer range. So it's a trade-off.
I ain't driving that slow. When I get on the interstate, I want to get there and get off of that interstate. So that's my issue. I like to get it when I'm there.
So I don't like sitting in a charger for 45 minutes. So that's about how long it takes to get this thing up to 80%. So, you know, if I can go from three stops to two on a trip and save a 45-minute charging stop, it's worth it to drive a little slower and draft, you know, behind a truck. You know, if I can save that time, it might take me 30 minutes longer to make the trip, but if I save a 45-minute charging stop, overall I've netted myself 15 minutes.
Friday. Well, I seen something out there, and I guess out in Colorado, out in them real cold areas like that, that they're having a lot of issues with them.
What's the issue?
Not producing or not charging or something like that. They X amount of them had to be towed because the chargers were froze.
So, if you let them sit and they get too cold, the battery is a lockout charging because you can't charge a lithium battery below zero C, you know, below freezing temperatures, 32F. Usually you have to leave it plugged in at home, so there's a heater in there that'll keep the battery warm when it's plugged in. Or you have to precondition your battery, preheat it before you can charge it. So, and even then, you might have a slower charging rate. So that's where they've been running into issues, is that in the cold, these cars have been charging slower or not at all, and it's just taking a long time to get people through, and it's just caused like a bit of a hassle.
No, I understand that.
Knowledge, right? You know, EVs are really new and people aren't really familiar with all of the things you have to know. Like back in the days of a carbureted car, you know, you had to pump the accelerator a few times to get it to start. And that cultural knowledge is no longer applicable, you know, because they went to fuel injection. You didn't have to worry about that anymore. But now we have this new thing with batteries. You know, you have to make sure they're warm so you can charge them quickly. And that's just, you know, something that the culture needs to learn. So once we get there, it'll be fine.
But pull into your old plant. So I'm going to say 7-3 is why I've got a chance, my friend. You enjoy your day out there and be careful with the rest of your trip. Patrick, if you're in there, have a great day too. And I'll be quiet on your finals. 7-3, you guys.
Stay safe out there and stay warm. This is W2JKT. We'll talk to you later.
7-3, Jody, and have a great day. I'm just waiting on a truck to warm up. They won't talk over those buzzers.
Need a propane heater or some kind of heater in the back of your truck, right?
Got propane back there.
Okay, you're moving, or can you only run that when you're stationary?
It runs all the time. When I'm moving, sitting still. So, never had any issue out of it.
RV when I bought it, like, you know, do not move this thing with the propane tanks open. I guess they were worried about like flexing the propane lines or something like that and making leaks. But I was just curious.
I don't know. There was no warning like that on this one or my other one that I bought brand new. And it's pretty much the same heater that's in the camper.
It wasn't designed by lawyers.
And I don't think they use a rigid line. I think it's all flex line.
I think all the line in my camper is rigid, at least until you tee off of it to go to the appliances. So that's probably why they're worried about it. Whether you've got it under pressure or not, so I don't see why it's an issue, but I don't know.
Like you say, it's probably something to do with the lawyers instead of the actual equipment.
It's only Tuesday, and I'm already thinking about the weekend.
What I was saying earlier, man, I'm just dragging this week. I don't know what it is. Went to bed early every night, and still just can't get moving over morning. That way, for me, anyway, usually up and going, not too much trouble, but could be the lack of caffeine lately too. Been backing off of it.
That morning person, you know, I used to spring out of bed at like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, go do my run, you know, 6 miles, whatever, and then, you know, shower, go to work early, you know, get off early, go for a bike ride in the afternoon. And man, I don't know, since I had COVID last summer, I just have a hard time getting going in the morning. I don't sleep well. It's like no energy. It's just that long COVID stuff they keep talking about. It's just pretty, it's awful.
I'll say it could just be that too. We're getting older, but I don't know. It seems like that COVID has affected everybody in a different way, or you know, lots of people in different ways. I think it'll be a lifetime before we know the complete results of it.
Yeah, this stuff even worse. You know, she's always wiped out now. So you know, 'cause we both had it at the same time. But, you know, I did just get my first pair of reading glasses a couple weeks ago, finally bit the bullet on that, and, you know, just starting to show those signs, you know, things are starting to hurt a little bit more, things are starting to get a little stiff, you know, so, you know, I'm you know, knocking on the door of 50 now, so I guess it's just bound to happen.
And I think you and I are pretty close to the same age as what we found out, because I turned 49 in May, so... Yeah, I'm starting to feel things quite a bit more.
A month ago, so yeah, you and I are pretty close. If though, you know, the more you slow down, the harder it is to keep going. So, you know, I just try to keep going where I can.
When I hurt my knee is what slowed me down more than anything. When I found out that they want to replace my knee and I haven't done it, that's the one that slowed me down the most of anything.
Yeah, knee problems. I had a torn meniscus about 10 years ago, and then this past fall, I was doing a run over Lake Welchel Trail, and it just started to hurt, and I tried to run through it and get back to my car, and it just kept on getting worse and worse, and I haven't been able to run more than a couple of miles since then. Probably tore the meniscus in my other knee. It feels about the same way, so I just got to stay off of it for a few months until the little torn piece wears down a little bit, and then I can probably kick back up again. But yeah, knee problems are no fun. My mom's had both of her knees replaced, and you know, she's glad she did. She gets along much better now, but yeah, that knee pain is awful.
That is what's caused me to put on the weight too, and then getting older and slowing down, that hadn't helped any, so hence the reason I'm trying to get off the caffeine and soft drinks. So do what I can.
Off the meat and cheese, because that's a lot harder.
I go the other way, more the carnivore diet instead of the meat and cheese.
It's different whether I'm doing plant-based or doing everything or, you know, eating a ton of meat or whatever. It doesn't really change how I feel. Courtney's all different. But, you know, I can't sit down there at the dinner table and eat a bunch of meat and cheese and, you know, right in front of her face when she's, you know, depriving herself of that to go plant-based. So I go along with it, and, you know, it's fine. It's fine. I do fine without it.
I've been paying attention, trying to stay away from so much processed food, trying to a little fresher. That's, I think, a big part of it. Just looking at how I was raised to eat and how I eat now, and there's a huge difference.
Like all the ultra processed foods that we're eating these days, I mean, that's worse for you than, you know, just eating the meat and the cheese. It's just, you know, especially like cured meats. There's so many chemicals in cured meats. You know, eating the fresh meat's a whole lot better.
Yeah, I go to church with, that's where we buy all of our beef. It's from them because it's all fresh raised right there. And then all of our eggs are fresh from the farm, from friends and other people to get them from. So don't buy from the grocery store there. Just doing what I can. It's not easy to do anymore.
There are a few places around us that sell fresh eggs and meats and stuff, and you know, we've gotten that. And I'll tell you, you know, fresh eggs from a neighbor and you know, fresh meat from a small farm is way better than anything you get in the store. That is for sure.
is it's not that much more expensive than going to the grocery store. Used to be that's what everybody was, you know, it's so expensive to eat that way. It's not really anymore.
You know, there are farms around me that were selling eggs for, you know, $4 a dozen when they were $7 in the store. And, you know, they were selling out, but they were perfectly happy making that money on eggs. So they were doing fine, and everybody else is doing fine. But, yeah, the store-bought stuff, you know, the cost of the logistics and the liabilities and stuff, it just pushes everything through the roof if you're in a business. So, you know, government needs to get out of its way and stop making everything so expensive.
Regulations are a good thing to a point, and then after that, they're nothing but trouble. Just over-regulate stuff. And I try to explain guys, and what I do, they complain about how expensive stuff is. And a lot of it you're paying for is the warranty, because guys get out here and abuse it and just, oh, it's got a lifetime warranty on it. I don't care. I'll just tear it up. And you're paying for that arrogance.
The same thing with like health insurance and stuff, you know. You know, people don't realize the cost. Well, the health insurance will pay for all my doctor visits or whatever, and you know, so they don't have to, you know, they don't worry about maintaining blood pressure or whatever, and then so we have all these diseases that are related to, you know, poor lifestyle, and people just don't feel a sense of responsibility to be healthy because, like, oh well, you know, the insurance will cover it. So yeah, the lack of responsibility that that comes inherent with things like a warranty just ends up costing everybody a whole lot of money.
It seems like nowadays people are just, I don't know, just off in another land and don't realize what goes into things or why things are the way they are. They don't focus on that. I notice it with the guys I deal with now. They don't understand how a system on the car actually works. All they know is go to Google or YouTube and get an answer, or this is what you find when they've got this code or this symptom.
Getting is just memorization these days, but anyway, I'm losing the repeater now, so I'll say 73 for you, Patrick, and I hope you have a good day. Yeah, good day with your customers and everything. Be safe, and I'll chat with you Friday on the, well, I guess you don't work Friday, so I'll probably catch up with you next week. This is W2 JKT. I'll be clear on your final.
Hey, good to talk to you today, and have a safe day. Good, I hope it's productive for you. And I did look into that cat stuff a little bit, but I'll look into it some more this week. KO4HKX. I'll be mobile monitoring 738.